Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed? Yeah, me too. Fire bliss all over the studio here. Dr. Sheely, I just wanted to mention something that kind of, I've been thinking about it for days and days and days. There was a television series back in the 1970s called the Rockford Files, R-O-C-K-F-O-R-D, Files. And the principal actor was James Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R. He was Maverick in that series as well in the 50s. And his real name is James Scott Bumgarner, B-U-M-G-A-R-N-E-R. But I guess for Hollywood, he used the name James Garner. Well, there was one episode in this series. Have you ever seen this, by the way? The series, at least? Okay. No, that's what I thought. Well, I thought I'd mention this because there's something very interesting about what he said. His writers were quite excellent. And so during one episode, this woman asked him. Now, he plays the part of a private investigator, and he's always at odds with the police. And he pokes fun at the police in a very underhanded way in this whole series. But this woman says to him something like, is there anything you would not do for money? And he says there are two things. He says that he would not kill for money and he would not marry for money. Now, the whole point of why I keep thinking about that is, I think that's what royalty, the elite, and kings have done. Exactly that. They married for money. They tried to keep, you know, the dynasty going, the monarchy going. And if they needed to, they would kill for money. And I think that holds truth for the people who rule the world to this day.
Any
comments on that? Okay.
I absolutely agree. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so here we are, many people of faith, and we're told that, you know, we should be, you know, some denomination of some mainstream religion, whether it be Catholicism or Judaism. We could be Episcopalian, we could be Dutch Reformed, Methodist. I mean, the list goes Presbyterian, the list goes on and on. And all of these religions talk about not killing, not stealing, you know, etc. Teaching us, you know, the right way to behave. And yet, the people in royalty, the elite, the movers and shakers of the planet, the people who run our lives, don't follow what we have been programmed through religion to do. Any comments about that?
Well, I have never, I guess, really had great respect for royalty. It doesn't seem to me to be royal. I don't. In fact, of course, I have even less respect for politicians of all kinds. I consider most people who get into politics to become at least almost, if not totally evil, the minute they get that kind of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think they can. I mean, as something as simple as parking anywhere they feel like parking, whether it be a reserved spot, a a spot for a handicapped person, a fire zone, you know, it doesn't matter. They just park wherever they want. They put their badge or their credentials on the dash where they can be seen by the police, and they get away with it. They get away with it. I know a guy who was pulled over for speeding. He's a Missouri representative, and he told me this story, told me firsthand. He said he was pulled over on Interstate 44 for speeding. He was going way too fast. And the state highway patrol pulled him over and asked him why he was speeding. And he said he was going to Jefferson City, which is the state capital. And he was late for a vote. And the vote was about a raise for the state police. I mean, the guy was quick on his feet, but he was lying, absolutely lying. Now, I don't know if he got away with it. I believe the result was that the state highway patrol let him off. Me or you or, you know, anybody we know, unless it was a real serious emergency, we would have been detained for quite some time. So I really don't have respect for people who are, you know, in power, whether they are elected or selected. But it seems like you're right. They abuse it like the second they get in. And I learned, Dr. Shealy, that day number one of a junior person coming into office, day number one, there's a party that night. And the party is they're approached by people and they're told, first they're told, hey, listen, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. There's a party tonight. You might want to go. And so everybody wants to go and meet who's who. And at the party, they are approached by people who want certain things. And they're willing to pay for those things. And they would be called lobbyists. And then they go to a meeting. These politicians that are newly elected go to a meeting. And they're told this. They're told, well, you know, now that you're elected, the rest of your term you spent running for re-election. Now, you can knock on doors the way you did the first time, or you can meet with some people and they'll give you big money, and then you won't have to knock on doors. That's what they're told. It all seems to fit, doesn't it, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's why I personally believe you should never be allowed to run for any office after your first one.
I agree. And in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, there's only one term for at least that's the way it was, one term for governor. So, you know, you don't spend, or a person who won that office or was selected for that office doesn't spend the rest of the term running for re-election. I was working on a golf cart over the weekend, and this relates to you never know what people are going to say. And so you've met our boys. You've met our two boys, and you certainly know me and Mrs. Finelli. Well, I was working on this golf cart, and I was putting lights on it, and I was rewiring it and fabricating, and it took me all day. And I missed dinner. You know, Mrs. Finelli said, you know, it's dinner time. I said, I just can't stop. I've got to finish this. So I missed dinner, and after dinner, I was really kind of delighted that I got this job done. It was laborious. And, you know, I was on my back, I was under the golf cart, I was hanging over the engine, soldering and cutting and splicing and et cetera. Anyway, I got it all done, and I came into the house, and one of our sons was there, and I said to him, he was in the kitchen, and he's like, you know, you missed dinner. I said, yeah, you know, I know, I'm sorry about that. And he's kind of giving me a little bit of a hard time for missing dinner, and because we eat as a family. And so I said, but I got the lights finished on the golf cart. And he said, yeah, now the next thing you need to do is fix the lights on that new truck of yours. Now, my new truck is 20 years old. I put a transmission in it. I rebuilt the differential in the rear end, put rear axle bearings in it. You know, I'm working on the engine, rebuilt the front end. I mean, I spent a lot of time, months on this new truck, 2001. Chevy truck with a quarter of a million or more miles on it. So he said, now you need to work on the lights on your new truck. And I looked at him. I was kind of puzzled. And I said, why do you say that? He said, well, they're like middle-aged boobs. And I was really puzzled. And he said, well, one points down to the left, and the other one just hangs off to the side. So you never know what is going to come out of the mouths of your children, right? So I just wanted to share that little story. What is new in the world of Dr. Shealy?
Well, possibly the most, from my point of view, I have been invited to participate in a contest for proving the continuity of human consciousness after death. And I need to do about a dozen more past life therapy sessions so that I have enough verbiage to enter the contest. So I'm going to offer 12 people free past life therapy sessions. Now, it has to be in person. I can't do it over the phone. But if they schedule it through the office here, I will save them $225. If you have a moderate to severe illness.
How about if you're recovering from a severe illness? And
well, I consider that still moderate.
Okay. So something like what I have had and am pulling out of, would that be considered?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So if it's all right with you, if you want to put a check mark next to my name, I'd love to participate in this study.
I would love to have you.
Okay. So do we use your telephone number at your office anyone is in the area?
I've told Lindsay at the front desk. 417-351-5221.
Okay, class, if you're interested in the study, what we should talk a little bit more about it so you know what it involves. But I have done a past life regression with Dr. Norm Shealy. And it took about an hour. And it's kind of in a lazy boy type chair, and I was hypnotized to a state of consciousness where I was just barely there, and Dr. Shealy guided me through asking some questions, and it was videotaped, so there's a record of it, and it was quite an experience. But I think if you absolutely, positively want to resist this kind of process, this past life regression process, this hypnotizing process, I believe you can do it. I believe you can fight it, and when you're all done, you could say, man, it didn't work for me. Or if you do what I did and go in willingly to participate, you can be moved to another state of consciousness where it will work. At least that's my belief. Dr. Shealy, is that correct?
I've done hundreds of them, and I would say 98% of the time, a person who has any major illness or significant illness will have a past life session which seems to be related to the current illness. 1% of the time, actually, they will have a beautiful, wonderful previous life, but often that is just as helpful as the other because it shows them it can happen. And 1% of people cannot do it. But that's pretty rare.
But what I was saying is that if you wanted to resist, and you could resist this whole thing and come out saying, nope, didn't work for me. But if you wanted to work, I think my experience was you can say, yeah, it actually did work for me. Is that the way you see it, Dr. Shealy?
Exactly.
Okay. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, a couple commercials, and we've got more to talk about regarding this study that Dr. Shealy is going to be doing. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Sheely is with us, medical doctor. And he's also three times PhD and author of just under 40 books and holds about 15 or 16 patents and is world renowned. And he's doing this study about the continuity of life after death. Now, who would not want to know about that? Well, I certainly do. And Dr. Sheely, can you tell us a little bit more about the type of person that you would like to be involved in this and what that person would experience and where that person would go? I mean, the who, what, when, where, why, and how.
Okay, it could be any kind of psychological problem, depression or anxiety especially, or a physical illness of any kind that has not been, cured within 6 months at least. That's the basic thing. Now, if you've got an acute cold or, that's not an indication for past life therapy. Past life therapy can help you come to grips with long-standing problems. I have literally done hundreds of them, and I consider it the single most powerful psychological therapy in the world. I've been doing it since 1972. I mean, I sometimes actually do it for a group of 100 people. And even while I'm just doing a group thing and don't talk to the people, at least 75% of people will have such an experience. And two or three of them will have such a painful experience that they need help from me when it's over. But the important thing is this technique that I learned in 1972 is one of the most powerful psychotherapeutic tools in the history of the world. I consider it far better than any other kind of talk therapy.
And where would this occur, Dr. Shuley? So, and by the way, class, if you're interested in this and you want to learn more about it, you can call us right now. And the telephone number to call for this broadcast, class, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And that is the telephone number for Dr. Shuley's office, his clinic in Springfield, Missouri. You'll be talking with Lindsay, and she will set up the appointment. That's the number for the broadcast class, 866-582-9933. If you want to talk to Dr. Shuley right now, you may do so and ask more questions. If you would like to set up an appointment with Dr. Shuley's office in Springfield, Missouri, that number is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And Lindsay will take your call at Dr. Shuley's clinic. Dr. Shuley, how long will this experience take when someone shows up?
And that's the clinic here where I do it. And if it's a woman, I have one of our female staff sit in with me because I do not like women to be in that deep a trance alone in the office with me. Mm-hmm. I don't think men need to worry. And women don't need to worry, but I don't want them to. So that's why anytime I do it with a woman, I have another female in the room so they feel safe getting into a very, very deep emotional trance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there anything that, other than what you've alleviated potential concerns for, is there anything else that they need to be concerned about?
No, I don't think so. Most people actually, once it's over, appreciate what they've just been through. They recognize the overall psychological, emotional, and physical, spiritual help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it takes about an hour. It's in Springfield, Missouri. And so, class, if you're interested, you can call us right now and ask your questions. And that number right here is 866-582-9933. That's, excuse me, that's the broadcast classroom telephone number, 866-582-9933. Okay, Dr. Shuley, this trance, is there any risk that a person might have of not coming out of it?
No. No. Again, I've done hundreds of them, literally, and I've never had any problem like that.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking is not because I'm concerned, but I just want to allay any concerns anyone who has not had this.
Only one person out of the hundreds I've done it had no memory of what happened. Before that recording, to play back for them what they said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have memory of what happened, and I'll tell you a little bit about mind class when we come back. I went through a past life regression session with Dr. Norm Shuley, and I'll tell you a little bit about it, and so you get a feel for what this is like. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced Sunday he's directed the state police to conduct an independent investigation after video emerged showing two officers pepper spraying and drawing guns on an Army lieutenant during a traffic stop last December. The Democrat governor says, "Our Commonwealth has done important work on police reform, but we must keep working to ensure that Virginians are safe during interactions with police." End quote. The U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth and hiring, the chair of the Federal Reserve reported Sunday. Chair Jerome Powell said that he does not expect to raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate, currently sitting at nearly zero. Powell also downplayed the risk of higher inflation from government spending and expanding budget deficits. England will begin partially reopening businesses following months of coronavirus lockdowns. Starting Monday, retail stores can welcome back customers and outdoor service can resume at bars, salons, and gyms. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia crowned a new winner of the Green Jacket Sunday. Hideki Matsuyama became the first male Japanese golfer to win the Masters. He answered questions via a translator on topics including his inspiration for children in Japan and the upcoming Olympic Games.
It's thrilling to think that there are a lot of youngsters in Japan watching today. Hopefully in 5-10 years... when they get a little older, and hopefully some of them will be competing on the world stage. But I still have a lot of years left, so they're going to have to compete against me still. But I'm happy for them because hopefully that they'll be able to follow in my footsteps.
Every Masters champion receives a gold medal, and since 1993, the winner has gotten a sterling replica of the permanent Masters trophy, which depicts Augusta National's clubhouse. Harvey Weinstein has secretly been indicted on rape charges in Los Angeles, California, according to a report on Sunday. The indictment against the disgraced movie mogul was brought by an L.A. grand jury a few weeks ago. It remains under seal but is expected to be publicly revealed on Monday during an extradition hearing for 69-year-old Weinstein. Los Angeles authorities have been seeking to bring Weinstein to the Golden State to face sex crime charges there. He's currently serving a 23-year sentence for rape and criminal sex act at the Wendy Correctional Facility in New York State. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I had a past life regression session with Dr. Norm Shealy. And as we discussed, it lasted about an hour. And I was sitting comfortably in a lazy boy type recliner chair. And Dr. Shealy put me into what I would refer to as a hypnotic state or a trance. Just verbally, speaking very slowly, kind of what you'd imagine as a hypnotic session. And he asked me a few questions, and I responded. And as I remember this, it appeared to me that I found myself in a setting that was very much like a Revolutionary War setting. Could have been that period of time. And what I was trying to do was get the villagers in our village, a little tiny hamlet of farming village, trying to get the men to protect themselves from what was coming our way. And you could call it the British. They were coming our way. And there were shots fired four villages away. People were dying. Farms were being destroyed and burned down, kind of like the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the Civil War, the scorched earth kind of environment that the North unleashed on the South. And so farms were being destroyed and burned. Houses were being burned. And four villages away. And it was coming toward us. And I was trying to get the men to stand up and protect their lives, their families' lives, and their property, and their real estate, and their buildings. And I was unsuccessful. And we met at a building that you might call an old church, an old grange, worn wooden floors, a wooden building, very Spartan in appearance. And there were several men there, and I was talking to them, trying to tell them, look, they're coming our way. They're coming our way. We can use guerrilla tactics. We can fight them. We don't have to succumb to this. We don't have to let them burn down our houses and our village and do whatever they want with us. We can fight this. And I couldn't get anybody to pay attention. And so it was just me, and they all slowly turned their backs on me and walked out. And I was standing alone, trying to get the village to unite. And then a period passed, and I was looking down on myself from above, kind of like maybe a bird's eye view, if you will. And I was looking down at myself, and I was in a field, and it was years later, maybe 4 or 5 years later. And I was way worse for wear. I was hunched over. I was worn out. And I was way older than 4 or 5 years old. Older, okay? And so what I'm saying is that, and I didn't see my death. I didn't see, torture or execution or anything like that. What I did see was that I was way worse for wear, and I accomplished nothing. I couldn't get anyone, not anyone, to listen long enough to say, wait a minute, okay, so you're saying that here's what we need to do? I couldn't even get that. Dr. Shealy, do you remember that past life regression with me? And
was that after you had run for election? Wasn't that sometime after you ran for election?
It probably was.
I think that was one of the reasons I thought it was important because I remember you were running for election to some kind of board and not getting there, and to me that was an interesting reflection on a past experience with politics.
Well, I can tell you that running for that the board of directors for Laclede Electric Cooperative, I was totally unsuccessful. I ran four separate times during a 5-year period, and each time I got about the fewest votes that anyone could possibly get. I mean, I was beaten severely. I mean, I probably set records in how poorly I did.
May I make a comment?
And yes, please do.
I think it's because you're honest. I'm not being facetious when I say that. People who are too honest have trouble getting elected to political situations.
Well, I mean, I talked about different things. I talked about the threat to our grid and how one single cartridge from a rifle shot at an electric substation could take down that substation for years. And I even pulled out a 223, for an AR-15 out of my pocket. I didn't have a rifle with me, but I had the cartridge, and I held it up between my thumb and forefinger, and I said, so this is a 223, and I think I paid about 20 cents for it. And that's what I said. I think I paid about 20 cents for this. And one of these could take down a substation that could put thousands and thousands of people in the dark without electricity for years, because there are no replacements for these transformers. And I talked about the electric rates, and I talked about lots of things that I thought people would be interested in. No one seemed to be interested. At one time, there were 37,000 potential votes for this particular office, and I received exactly 100. 100 votes out of 37,000, which was like really an indicator that I had no chance of surviving. And I was beaten by people who just didn't understand. They didn't understand what they were doing. And they were yes men. Literally, these were people who were brought in to win this selection so that the management of the electric cooperative could say, all right, boys and girls, here's the problem. What do you think we should do? And then the board of directors would say, I don't know. What should we do, boss? And then the boss would say, well, here's what we could do. And then the board of directors would say, well, that's a great idea. Let's do that. All in favor? I hope it won. Good. Thanks so much, boss, for telling us what we need to do, because we have no clue. That's how I saw it.
Well,
I just want to let Jason know that we have a call. Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
We have a call on hold, but I don't know who it is. So Jason will need to answer that. And so don't hang up. Stay with us, and we'll put you right on the air. So, Dr. Shealy, you think that, that experience of being beaten so badly in the public forum and not being able to get anyone to pay attention to me was transferred to the past life regression?
Well, I think the past life situation probably showed that you are not a politician. That would be my... That because you are so honest, you don't have the guile to be a politician. I'm not being facetious. That's how I would interpret it.
Yeah. You know, many years ago, I was hired to design a computer system for a state government that would be rolled out across 50 states. And there was a competition to do this. And there were 6 states that were building a system, and it would be implemented on a national level, okay, standardized. And because prior to that point, there was no standardization of reporting to the federal government. And of course, I thought I was doing kind of a neat thing, and I thought there was, you know, merit in it. And so part of this project that lasted a couple of years required me to go to Washington, D.C., and go to these monthly meetings to talk about, you know, the progress of my 1/6 of the project. And the other states would be there with their designers as well. And we would meet. And one of the things that we had to do in order to get paid, because the government was paying for this, federal government was paying for this whole thing, it was like a $1 million project, or maybe more. So one of the things was called dissemination and utilization. And we had to figure out how we're going to let the other states know what we were up to. And so we're sitting in this boardroom, and I'm the youngest guy there. Everybody's way older. You know, I'm in my 20s. Everybody else is in their 40s. And so after listening to all of these, you know, older guys talk about how we're going to do dissemination and utilization, that means dissemination is, you know, tell others what we're doing and how they can use it. I raised my hand. I said, so, you know, there's 6 of us here. How about we take turns and each one of us writes a newsletter once a month and we put 49 stamps on it and we send it out? How about we do that? Their solution was, let's hire a consulting firm to pick and analyze what the criteria is to hire another consulting firm to do the work for us. That was their solution. My solution was 49 stamps and we do it ourselves. And they wanted to kill me with that suggestion. So, you're right. I have no understanding of politics. Any comments? Because we have on hold.
You have no guile. You have no.
Yeah. I got to work.
Ulterior, if you will, motives. Mm-hmm. And I think that politicians thrive on ulterior. On unhealthy, ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got Amit in Massachusetts, and then Kathy. You'll be next, Kathy. Amit, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Finelli, and good morning, Dr. Sheely. I have a comment to make, and I have a curiosity to ask or mention. The comment I have is, in the beginning of the program, Mr. Finelli said about that lawmaker speeding to Jefferson City to vote for a race for state troopers. So that made me recall, it's a documentary from Sony Pictures, and I think it is made in the year 2007. The name of the documentary is Inside Job. So that describes the incest between Wall Street, academia, and D.C., that is District of Columbia. So I think incest is a broader term. I think more accurate term will be menage a trois, that's the French term. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. So the basic idea was that Wall Street will sponsor research projects for academia to push certain economic policies or whatever benefits Wall Street, and that will be taken to D.C. to make laws which will be beneficial to Wall Street. So what is striking about that documentary, of course, is that lawmakers start fundraising for the next election right from the day they get elected. That is, they don't wait for a year or two and keep working and then start worrying about next election. They start fundraising efforts right from the first day in the office for the current session of the term. And the second thing which I remember still as very striking is at the end of the movie, like a cast, they show people who did not consent to be interviewed for that movie. And those were very prominent persons, say, from academia, government, so on and so forth. So that was my comment. And my curiosity is for Dr. Sheely as to why many skin conditions are so hard to treat, like acne or many skin eruptions, so on and so forth. That is,
Hold that thought.
So hard to cure.
Amit, we're going into a break. Please stay with us, and I'm sure Dr. Sheely has some answers.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Amit in Massachusetts is on the line, and Kathy, you're up next. Amit, please continue about the skin condition question.
Yes, sir. So my curiosity was that why many skin conditions like psoriasis, acne, and many skin eruptions, so on and so forth, are so hard to treat or take long to treat, and often they don't heal at all or mostly. So that's just a curiosity. I don't know if there's an answer for that because it may be connected to mental conditions.
All of these are problems with the immune system. And I would say next to the brain and the mind, the immune system affects more general parts of the body in every possible way than any other kind of disorder.
Okay.
So it's a question of not having any contaminants, if you will, not having any problems with antioxidants, lack of them, any lack of D3, any lack of B-complex, any lack of vitamin C. In other words, immune dysfunction affects everything in your body about as much as depression and anxiety can.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because I've heard that in psoriasis.
Amit, I've got...
They often recommend anti-cancer treatment, and even then it doesn't get fixed.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I got the idea, so...
Don't go away. And please call me Vincent, Amit. I mean, we've known each other for... We've never met, but we've known each other for way long enough... Please call me Vincent. And I love your emails.
We have sort of a customer habit of addressing anyone who is even an hour elder to us respectfully. So that's why I fall into that habit. But you have permitted me to call you by first name. I remember that, yes.
Yes, please. I just went into the kitchen during the break, and I met with one of our boys. He was at the kitchen table working on the schedule for the day. And he did something very interesting. He had what appeared to be psoriasis. And he had it for years and years and years. And so he went to the dermatologist, and they said, well, you know, change your laundry detergent. Use laundry detergent that has no scent. Go to one of these unscented laundry liquids. Wash those clothes separately. Change diet. All kinds of things. Let's try these ointments and creams and etc. And they would work a little bit, but not completely. So he had a sore throat a few weeks ago. And what he did was he took 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar and 1 teaspoon of natural honey that came from Arkansas. And he stirred it in a glass of filtered ProPure water. And he would drink that twice a day. What looked like psoriasis that he's had for years is probably 95%, 99% gone. Now, I'd love to hear Dr. Shealy's comments about this. Dr. Shealy, this absolutely worked. Now, he did not intend it for that purpose. He was trying to fix his sore throat that was, you know, persistent. Any thoughts about why that might have worked?
Again, obviously, whatever the vinegar, probably more than the honey, the vinegar did was change some small part of his immune system that, you know, corrected a lot of the difficulty. The immune system is very tricky. You know, it could be exquisitely sensitive, right up to like a wasp stinging. You could put some people into shock, and yet others. I got a wasp sting on my finger last week, and you know, it hurt for maybe 5 minutes. That was the end of it. But my immune system is obviously a lot stronger for that particular thing.
Dr. Shealy, is this something that, yes?
Well, I take the equivalent of 20 servings of fruits and vegetables every day of my life. And that, I think, is why my immune system is pretty good.
And we should all follow that protocol. For some, it's difficult because fruit is not in season, you know, depending on where you live. But that would be a great goal. Dr. Shealy, should Amit try what our son did, or is there any risk having a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar and a teaspoon of honey twice a day?
Not for the average person. That would certainly not be harmful.
Amit, you would be absolutely stunned if we had before and after pictures. Absolutely stunned at the dramatic transformation. If you try it, will you call us and let us know what happened?
Definitely. I'll try that and call you. And my joke as a layperson is that physicians never talk about immune system because there's no single test for that. There's a test for COVID, but nothing for immune system. So
Yeah. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, that's all at this time. Thank you, Vincent.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last. And receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net. 2020safe.net.